This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. School cancellations and mass walkouts of students and teachers over ICE immigration operations had parents in the Denver area split. Mom Randy Maves was frustrated by finding out this morning that her five-year-old's early childhood education program was closed.
I just think it was really poorly handled because in my mind, if they knew there were going to be potential teacher shortages, they should have aligned substitutes earlier in the week.
Other parents used the day as a lesson. Mom Sophia Solano was planning on attending a protest with her 17-year-old.
I know there were a lot of parents who, you know, could be inconvenienced by this, but to me, having ICE in Colorado and what's happening in Minneapolis is far more of an inconvenience than having our kids out of school for one day.
Aurora and Adams 14 school districts were closed today, along with a number of metro area businesses who participated, with other protests planned. No injuries or issues have been reported during today's protests. More are expected throughout the weekend. Have you heard that classic joke, how to get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. Well, no one could accuse the Colorado Symphony of not putting in the rehearsal hours. And on Sunday, the CSO will indeed be on the stage at Carnegie Hall in New York with legendary violinist Itzhak Perlman. It'll be the grand finale to a big weekend that starts tonight with a sold-out two-night stand at Radio City Music Hall, where the symphony will be joined by indie folk star Gregory Alan Isakoff. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.